I'd like to call the Wednesday, June 11th board meeting to order. This time we're going to initially open up for public comments. It's made available to receive comments from the public on matters within the board's jurisdiction that are not on the agenda. Attention is called to the fact that the board is prohibited from taking any action on matters that are not on the agenda. Members of the public are limited to 3 minutes to speak during public comments as well as for each item on the agenda. In order to accurately record the minutes, members of the public are asked to speak only from the podium. Before beginning comments, please state for the record your name and affiliation, if any. Any comments from the public this morning that are not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll close public comments. Consent agenda. These matters, again, are routine in nature, usually approved by a single vote. Prior to action by the board, the public will be given the opportunity to remove any item from the consent agenda. Items removed from the consent calendar may be heard immediately following the approval of the consent calendar. Review the item on the agenda for the consent calendar today is only one item, the review and approval of the minutes of the April 30th, 2014 board meeting.
Move approval of the consent agenda.
I'll second.
We have a move for approval and a consent.
Public comment.
Any public comments on the minutes of the April 30th board meeting? Seeing none, we'll close that. We do have a motion for approval and a second. Let's.
Mr. Chairman, who made the second, please?
Sorry.
Who was?
Gerald Lyles, Chairman. With that, all the members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Unanimous approval of the consent calendar. The next item on the agenda, Kathy, are you going to introduce this item?
Yes, I will. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Kathy Crosby, Zoo Authority Coordinator. Last Tuesday, June 3rd, the resolution for the Board of Supervisors to approve your board's request to place the Measure Z extension ordinance on the November ballot was on their agenda. After receiving public comment, supervisors had three concerns: adherence to the Brown Act by Fresno's Chaffee Zoo Corporation Board, public records request from Fresno Chaffee Zoo Corporation, and the use of tax funds to place Measure Z on the ballot. The item was continued until Tuesday, the 17th, and your special meeting today was called to address the supervisor's third concern. Supervisors recalled their adoption of Administrative Policy 71 last summer that prohibits the, quote, use of public funds for political advocacy, unquote. Supervisors asked County Council Daniel Cederborg if Fresno's Chaffee Zoo Corporation funds or Measure Z campaign committee funds could be used to pay the ballot costs. However, the original Measure Z ordinance adopted by the Board of Supervisors sitting as a zoo authority on July 27, 2004 states that the proceeds of the tax shall first be applied to reimburse Fresno County for the cost of the election, and the proceeds of the tax shall be available to pay the cost of any election for a successor tax. The extension ordinance adopted by your board April 30th, 2014 has the identical language. If it should be Mr. Cederborg's determination that Measure Z funds must pay for placing the measure on the ballot, the action before you today, should it be approved by your board, will authorize the chairman to execute agreement with Fresno Chaffee Zoo Corporation to reimburse Fresno County Zoo Authority with non-tax revenue for the cost to place the ordinance for the extension of Measure Z on the November 4th, 2014 general election ballot, and allow your chairman to report to the Board of Supervisors next Tuesday that your board has taken action to address this concern. This concludes my introduction. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. I'd like to open that up for public comment initially, if there is any.
I'm never afraid. Hi, my name is Lisa Flores. I live at 1611 North Washon. I'm a member, actually, and founding organizer of the Roding Park Small Dog Play Group. I belong to two other play groups and also currently am the secretary of the Stonewall Democrats. I have a couple of questions. First off, did you get the email from Mr. Harriman? Yes, no? Okay. My first question is, under all the executed MOUs and agreement, is there a contingency for this? Plus, I ask you not to use this money for the new Measure Z, because basically the zoo people stood up at the Board of Supervisors and basically said, we have the money, we'll pay for it. So why is this even a discussion item? Third, how is the payback of these funds? What's the reassurance? Are we asking that, you know, the flamingos at the zoo be collateral? What's the collateral? What happens if it fails? How do we get the money back? And also, is this legal under the FPPC? Is this a loan or is this a campaign contribution? What's the legal definition of exactly what's going to happen? But I go back to, you know, what the zoo folks said. You know, they openly said they had the money. The campaign had the money. They'll write the check. So why are we even discussing the money portion?
Thank you. Any other comments this morning on this topic?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the authority. Joan LaRue, 224 East Cambridge. Ms. Crosby may have partially answered my question, and so I'm going to have to do this a little other than planned. My question was, if this resolution or this agenda item calls for the authority to authorize a zoo authority chairman to execute an agreement with the Fresno Chaffee Zoo Corporation, my question was, what agreement? Not only is there no agreement for the public here to see today, or for this authority to consider, but there's never been an agreement proposed by the Fresno Chaffee Zoo Corporation. And I see the Fresno Chaffee Zoo Corporation's logo over your dais today for the public to see, even though they're not even on the agenda. The Zoo Corporation is obligated with under agreement with the City of Fresno to follow the Brown Act. Not part of the Brown Act, not maybe sort of the Brown Act. Maybe, well, we'll let you sit here, but we won't show you any of our agenda items or our packets that we give to people. But they're obligated under the Brown Act. I'd ask today, then, if this authority's pleasure is to adopt this resolution, please explain to the public the steps that will be involved and who will be involved in drafting the agreement and what you expect it to include, so the public at least has some idea. This is like coming into City Hall and the mayor presenting a budget that is blank pages and saying, well, just please give me the authority to authorize these agreements with the departments when I meet with someone somehow, somewhere, and we talk about something or another. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, can I address?
Yes, please.
Because of the short time frame with which the Zoo Authority staff had to work, after following the Board of Supervisors meeting on June 3rd, the agreement is actually not yet in written form. But Zoo Authority staff has spoken with the Zoo Corporation regarding the terms that would be included in the written agreement, and I think it would be appropriate at this time to read those into the record. And then, of course, once the agreement is signed, it will be a public document and it will be placed on the website. So the terms of the agreement would be that the Zoo Corporation would pay the actual costs of the November election for the extension of Measure Z in an amount not to exceed $75,000. The payment would be made within 45 days of submission of an invoice from the Zoo Authority to the Zoo Corporation. And then the remainder of the agreement would just include standard contract terms that are actually in the existing agreement between the Zoo Authority and the Zoo Corporation. And those provisions would include allowing for modification of the agreement by mutual agreement of the Zoo Corporation and the Zoo Authority, a bar on assignment of rights under the contract by either party, a hold harmless provision whereby the zoo corporation would hold the zoo authority harmless from any defined claims, a provision for where notices under the agreement should be sent, essentially just the address of the respective parties, the fact that the agreement will be governed by California law and venue of any lawsuit would be here in Fresno County, and the fact that the what I've just laid out is the entire agreement between the two parties, and there's no other agreements outside the four corners of the document. So the document itself will be probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 3 pages. It won't be very voluminous because the heart of the agreement is that the zoo corporation would be agreeing to reimburse the zoo authority for the cost of the November election in an amount not to exceed $75,000. So those are the terms of the agreement. And
I have a quick question for
yes,
you.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Was there language considering the source of the funds?
Yes, and thank you for that clarification. The source will be non-tax revenue. So the zoo corporation will not be able to take tax revenue that it's already received from the zoo authority to reimburse the zoo authority. It would be coming from a part of their budget that's non-tax revenue.
Okay. What are the costs?
Staff has spoken with Brandy Orth, our county clerk, registrar of voters, and Ms. Orth has estimated that the costs are somewhere between $38,000 and $45,000. The resolution that will be before the board next Tuesday is asking that the zoo authority only be charged the add-on costs, which will actually save a bit of money for the zoo authority to put this measure before the electorate. But somewhere in the neighborhood of $38,000 to $45,000. That said, Ms. Orth is providing an estimate at this point, and that number could change, which is why the zoo corporation has agreed to pay the actual costs up to $75,000, which should provide a sufficient cushion should the election costs come in higher than expected.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Have we closed public comment yet?
We have closed public comment, yes.
Any other questions from the board?
Would the cost cover the publications that we did a few months ago, a month ago?
No, those costs are not part of the cost that the county clerk will be charging the zoo authority. Those were costs to actually adopt the ordinance. So figures into the operations budget, I believe, and I could be corrected by our auditor staff, but I believe the operations budget of the zoo authority itself.
Jeff Blank, Zoo Authority Treasurer. Those costs are actually borne by the administrative budget for the Zoo Authority, the 2%, as those were part of the operation of the Zoo Authority to adopt the ordinance.
And those wouldn't be covered in the reimbursement?
No, they would not. As Ms. Crosby noted a few minutes ago, one of the concerns raised at last Tuesday's meeting was that the actual cost that the county will incur to conduct this election, the $38,000 to $45,000 estimate, should be paid with non-tax revenue. And what you were addressing, Dr. Gray, is the cost to actually get to that point, right, to get the ordinance adopted. So it's really separate cost.
Thank you.
Any other questions by anybody here at the board? Mr. Lyons.
I have no questions here. Just a comment. I think we all can read. And I think for the sake of trying to move things along, there are some thoughts that this is what the zoo corporation has said they would like to see done, or just to keep it moving. But you know, the taxpayers of this county area voted on something 10 years ago that was very specific in the language and the words that were in that ordinance. And for the Board of Supervisors to even think that they can usurp that, the vote of the taxpayers, I think is a little ridiculous. And the language of that clearly says the proceeds of the tax shall also be available to pay the cost of any election for a successor tax. And so any motion made today to go beyond to do this is strictly one of to me, almost one of generosity to just keep things moving.
May I bring a point of order, please? Joan LaRue, 224 East Cambridge, and that is that the public comment was closed and public comment was called for before the information was provided by the county council to the public, so we have no opportunity to comment on the information provided by the county council. Thank you.
Do you have anything to say about that, Art?
Mr. Chair, you can take public comment and close the public comment portion as you see fit. So,
I would agree with Member Lyles completely. I think that the previous adopted ordinance is very clear that this expenditure was authorized, and that I'm actually quite surprised that we're all here in a special meeting. That the there has to have been a misunderstanding by the supervisors or something, because the language is absolutely clear. And in fact, I believe that with the existing funds that we have from the first go around, we could pay for the extension. We could take the language out of this extension and pay it with the first one if we wanted to. I mean, the language is pretty clear there, but I agree also that we need to keep the ball rolling and not lose sight of the big picture here. I think this is all small ball politics is what this is.
I can tell you, having attended the meeting on Tuesday, that there was significant, this was a very significant issue for the members of the board of supervisors. Irrespective of recognizing that there was authorization in the 10-year ago adopted the language there that said that the funds could be used. So I think what we're trying to do is really move this thing forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is a generous act by the zoo board to offer to go ahead and reimburse the county for their expenses. And I think that we probably should stay on course with that is my reaction to it.
I'd like to hear what Ms. LaRue has to say, if this was such a big issue for the board, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. We're going to go ahead and reopen public comment then. And Ms. LaRue?
Thank you. I was just wondering, since this board approved in January the budget for the Fresno Chaffee Zoo Corporation, what line item this $75,000 will be coming from. Thank you.
Zoo.
Yeah, I don't think that's relevant to our discussion.
No, it's not. That's not for us to deal with.
Mr. Chair, I move. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got one more.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa Flores. I don't even know how to bring this up. Mr. Lyles, you bring up a very interesting item. The past language. The past language never talked about taking Roding Park, any of it. This current language doesn't talk about whether there's going to be another land grab for Roding. You know, my beloved Roding. In the past 10 years ago, there was a need for the money because the zoo was in dire need. I can say, yeah, Nosy needed a new room. You know, they needed to freshen up. But now, by their own admission, they're okay till 2021. So why is this even going forward? Other than it's $100 million to a nonprofit, when it could be used at other places in the community. It's the only reason. I look at it as a greedy, very greedy money grab. You know, you talk about language. Your language isn't succinct. I want to know, and I've been asking, what about the park? What about the park? Anybody? Can I get a commitment on the record that no parkland is going to be taken? Anybody? I still haven't even got information about where the dog parks may be moved. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Flores. Any other comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public comment period. Any other discussion amongst the board? like to call for a vote. Is there any decision about moving this action forward? A motion?
Yes.
Second?
I'll second.
Would we please get a clarification if the motion by Member Swearingen includes the provisions that Mr. Wills outlined?
So the motion is to authorize the chair to execute agreement with Fresno's Chaffee Zoo Corporation to reimburse the Fresno County Zoo Authority with non-tax revenue for the cost to place the ordinance for the extension of Measure Z on the November 4th, 2014 general election ballot.
I'll second
Thank
that.
You.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
And this, I'm sorry, the second was made by?
And can we have a vote on it, please? All members in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Having no opposition, unanimously carried the motion. Next item on the agenda to confirm the June 25th board meeting here, the Zoo Tax Authority board meeting. Kathy, do you have any comment on that?
This was an adopted meeting date.
It is an adopted meeting date.
Yes.
Previously, yes.
Do we need it?
Yes, there's issues that need to be brought forth at the 25th meeting, such as I believe the Zoo Corporation would be at some point bringing their audit, and also the annual report to your approval to begin the annual report, and a couple other things I can't think of off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So we'll be here on the 25th of June. Chair's comments. Just want to thank everybody for stopping their schedule and addressing this issue as quickly as we were able to. With that said, any members from the comments from the board? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting.